Angry MGTOW here, and today I have
a bit of Brit. Hello.
And we are going to be discussing how feminist women have destroyed the relationship between men and women. And definitely check out a bit of Brit's channel. You can find a link to it in the description. There will also be an annotation popping up somewhere that'll take you to our channel. Now, so we're going to discuss a little bit about that. But first, tell us about your channel a bit.
My channel is about feminism, how it sucks, anti-SJW nonsense, politics, more center-right wing. I just like to talk about how liberals are retarded, destroying society, and all the SJW nonsense, especially feminism.
Okay. By the way, evidently, you're not afraid of me. I'm actually a little hurt.
Really? You're hurt? No, I understand the trolling. I understand it's funny. I like your channel. I think it's really funny.
Okay, so guys, we're going to go ahead and jump into the topic. Now, personally, when it comes to the relationship between men and women, I was talking about Roman Millennial. I honestly think like the relationship between men and women is pretty bad right now. And I mean, you know, from the things I've seen, like on college campuses, UC Berkeley, for example, things are pretty bad. I mean, it's not just like, you know, things are bad with the left and the right, but things are just really bad. I mean, we've gone from a society where men and women, you know, we went out on dates and we talked and we got along a lot better, to a society where everything is about rape culture now. And, you know, men don't, you know, we have the MGTOW movement where once it was a philosophy, now it's a movement where guys are essentially saying, we don't want to have anything to do with women. And it's not just MGTOW, because, you know, MGTOW is just a name, but there's a lot of guys who are just giving up entirely, and they don't call themselves MGTOW. They're just deciding to go on fewer dates or no dates at all and dropping out of society. And there's a lot of women who still think that they're being victimized. Now, something I want to ask, you were once a feminist, weren't you?
I wouldn't say I was a feminist, but I was definitely getting that indoctrination, especially in college, but I was never like a feminist, but I had those kind of ideas just because it was kind of indoctrinated in my brain from college and those type of experiences, but it went all against common sense.
Here's the thing though, you said it went all against common sense, and I'm scratching my head on this one, because if it goes against common sense, why do so many women fall victim to it?
I think just because of indoctrination, and especially in college with gender studies. And I mean, I've taken gender studies, I've taken LGBT studies, Africana studies, all the crazy classes that they have in college.
What the hell is Africana
studies? Yeah, Africana studies.
What did you learn in Africana studies?
I learned about the Black Panthers and stuff like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I was a history major, so I took all these like classes like that. But luckily, I didn't get too indoctrinated. I just kind of like took the classes and got my grade and then left.
Okay, now, you know, just veering off topic a little bit, let's talk a little bit about useless degrees. You said you were a history major.
Yeah, useless.
What do you do for a living now? You don't have to be extremely specific.
I work in like management.
Management, okay. Yeah. Do you do all right for yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing all right for what I did for my degree, which is completely useless. I'm doing all right.
You go to college, you get a $40,000 degree, probably more, and then it's of absolutely no value to what you're doing. You're working in management. Mm-hmm. A degree in history pertains in no way whatsoever. In reality, you would have been okay with just like a competency test saying that you can read and write and do basic arithmetic.
Yeah, basically. I should have never went to college, but that's what people told me what to do. That's what my dad told me what to do. That's what my parents told me what to do. They were like, you have to go to college. You have to. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to college at that time. But definitely was not a good decision financially.
Okay, so you have student loans?
Yeah, I do.
Damn. Yeah, so that's like one of the interesting things. There's so many young women going to college these days, outnumbering men. And you have a degree in history, but I mean, when you get a degree in gender studies of all things, what the fuck do you, like, these are gender studies degree is the most useless degree you can ever get.
I know, it's really ridiculous.
Like, it's going to be funny watching these women fight for jobs at Starbucks in the coming years.
I know. Oh my God, I've been watching your series on the homeless women.
What do you think of this? Because, like, I've been having, there's so many women who've been attacking me saying, you're a horrible man.
No, I get a kick out of it. I think it's really funny.
I mean, like, I'm not laughing at them. Well, I'm laughing at the fact that they think being homeless is funny.
Yeah, exactly. And they're kind of like broadcasting it. They're kind of like saying it's cool to like live out of your car and be kind of like a homeless hippie type.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And like, I'm noticing a pattern with a lot of these women. Like, a lot of them have like a man around also. Have you noticed that in the videos?
Oh, really? No, I didn't notice that.
A lot of them like have like a man around, like they're like living like close by to a guy, or they have like someone who's staying close by. Like, these women living in a van, like, we could, let's use the R word right here. Like, have you seen what some of these girls look like?
No, which ones?
Like, well, there's some young ones. Like, you've seen like some of the young ones I've done. Like, it was like Hobo Ale.
I don't remember their names, but they weren't like particularly ugly. Are you trying to say that they're really ugly?
No. There were like some pretty ones.
Yeah, there were some pretty ones.
Like, I mean, how do you live out of your car and not worried about being raped? Let's just be realistic for a moment.
Oh my God.
It's true though, right?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that, but yeah. It's not safe. I don't know what these women are doing. What is their end goal? What do they want?
What would bring a woman to leave? Okay, so you're a girl. You've got the tits and ass to prove it. What would drive a woman to live out of her car? You tell us, what would bring a woman to do this? A young woman, what would bring her to live out of her car?
I honestly think it's probably entitlement. They probably just don't want to spend the money on rent. So they just want to live out of their car and buy stupid shit like makeup and clothes and all this other stuff instead of spending money on rent. That's what I can only think of.
I was theorizing that some of these girls probably have like a storage unit where they're like storing their useless junk.
Yeah, probably.
So how old are you?
I am 28.
Oh, you're getting close to that hitting the wall age then.
Yes, I am.
Now, it's interesting because it really does pertain to our topic. I honestly, like I said, I think the relationship between men and women is absolute shit these days. I don't think that we are able to communicate with each other anymore. I think guys see what, you know, harpies that are going to take advantage of them. So they basically are going for the whole pump and dump. And I don't think women, I think women just see a walking ATM that wants to rape them. What do you think about the whole thing? How do you see relationships between men and women?
I think they are really awful right now. And I think it's a lot of, it has to do with women, I think. I think it's mostly women's fault with feminism and just being so entitled and demanding. I see a lot of women, they want this dream guy and they don't want to ever settle, but they're not that great themselves.
I scratch my head on that. Like, you know, I was talking with Roaming Millennial and I developed almost a type of hatred for her because what? I know. I'm going to speak to her soon. I'm going to speak to Roaming soon, like tomorrow.
Okay.
But like, I don't know if it's just maybe her naivety, but like she said to me, oh, the relationship, she doesn't think the relationship between men and women is that bad. She goes, I get along great with all the men in my life. And I'm like, really? Things are going to be okay?
Yeah, I think things are pretty bad. I mean, so, in my life, it's good. But I see looking outward a lot of tension between the genders and dating.
Okay. Well, I mean, for example, do you cook?
Yes.
Okay. So
You know, I was thinking about this recently, and have you ever heard of a YouTuber called Based Mama?
I think I've heard of her, but I don't think I've ever watched her videos.
Okay, well, her thing is streaming with low cut shirts and showing off her massive tits. But okay. I was streaming with her a few weeks ago, and she talked about, you know, when she decided to become a wife, she had to learn about what she had to offer as a wife, and she said that modern women don't really know what to offer because they were never taught. And she said that she like went back and read about it and started going back to books in the 1800s to learn what it was that women had to offer. And I started thinking about it recently that the only thing a woman can really offer men is comfort. And modern women don't know how to offer men comfort. They want all the comforts and luxuries of the world, but they don't, it's like it, nothing clicks in their head.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Modern women don't have anything to offer to men usually. They don't cook, they don't clean, they don't want to do anything for a man, yet they demand everything. They demand money, they demand everything from a man, but they don't want to do anything in return. It's kind of very selfish.
Now, while you like to call me a troll, there are, you know, there are some MGTOWs who definitely do feel like they definitely fall in line with some of the extreme things I do say. For example, they don't actually have any contact with women and they really don't like women. There are a lot of men right now who have very negative feelings towards women. I'm sure you do realize that.
Oh yeah, I totally do realize that.
Okay, I think 2017 is the year feminism dies, and I think 2018 is the year that they don't know that they're dead. Because, like, have you heard about the whole thing with Emma Watson recently, the topless thing?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when Emma Watson, she goes, she's, like, sitting in an interview and says, I don't know what my tits have to do with feminism. And I'm thinking to myself, they're eating each other alive right now.
They are.
And I think 2017, like, you know, Trump is making a lot of changes. He's cutting welfare. About a week or two ago, he said, it's time for Americans to get off work and get back to work. He said, you're going to love it. Keep in mind that the vast majority of people on welfare are women. So he was specifically talking to women and saying, ladies, it's time to get off welfare and get back to work. He's going, and Ben Carson was recently confirmed. It was either this past weekend or last week. Or late last week, that he was confirmed as the new head of HUD, which is the Housing Urban Development Project. And he's made it very clear that he's going to cut Section 8. He's going to cut Section 8. He's going to scrap integration. And a lot of people don't know what integration is. What integration is, it basically was about helping other people, so-called less fortunate people, to live in better neighborhoods. But essentially what they did was they would take, let's say, you know, build projects in an area, a big building, residential buildings that are in other areas, and they'd basically start putting families in there from low-income backgrounds, very often African-Americans. The problem is that if you bring these people into these environments and they come from a poor socioeconomic background, they're not going to be brought up by the area. They're going to form a ghetto in the area, as fucked up as that sounds. So he's essentially saying integration was crap, and he's going to scrap integration. There's not going to be any more Section 8. There's not going to be any more of the massive handouts. Food stamps are going to collapse. They've already started putting in time limits in numerous states on food stamps. And Trump has already said that no one should be on food stamps for 10 years. The food stamps program cost us over $70 billion a year. And there are 44 million people on food stamps currently. And the HUD program cost us, I believe, something like $45 billion a year. These two programs go over $100 billion a year. So by cutting these programs alone that are used by women in the majority, that's ginormous savings every single year. So those are big cuts that are going to happen. So when those cuts come into turn, I honestly think that as these social welfare programs begin to dissipate, there are going to be a lot more women suddenly looking for men, especially as millennial women are hitting the wall. What do you think?
Yeah, it's probably going to get really crazy if they cut all those programs at once. I can only imagine.
I mean, I think that a lot of women are going to end up homeless because I think there's a lot of millennial women who don't have anything to their name.
Yeah, true. Homeless or stripping or prostitutes.
You know, you're a very weird girl, and I'm gonna tell you, because like in your videos you come across as monotone, but you're kind of like a little devious, little pervy. You're not like, I'm just saying.
Thanks, I guess.
But I mean, honestly, in Europe right now, for example, after the Greek economic collapse, sex is actually selling for €2. Teenagers are selling sex for €2. I don't know if it'll get as bad as that in America, but honestly, I think that a lot of men have learned to live without it to the point that I just think that a lot of women are going to sell it, but there's not going to be enough takers. There's going to be a lot of homeless women. There's going to be a lot of women suffering. And I think that 2017 is the year feminism dies. 2018 is the year that they don't know that they're dead. And 2019, is the year everyone's trying to act like it never actually happened.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Probably something along those lines will happen.
So can the relationship between men and women actually be fixed?
I hope so. I mean, I'm trying. I would like to open up more women to turn them against feminism before feminism actually collapses on itself, which is already happening. But hopefully more women will start waking up.
You know, Britt, you're one of the older millennials. They're going to kind of look to you for advice. You realize that?
Yeah. And I see a lot of younger women actually subscribing to my channel and sending me messages, and I think that's really awesome. I think the new generation is going to be very against feminism. Generation Z.
Generations. It's funny, like, are you looking at the chat?
No, I'm not.
As you mentioned, Generation Z, people are talking about Generation Z. Generation Z for the win.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm hoping that they will have a lot more common sense than millennials, because we're just a hopeless generation.
You say it, and I keep thinking, like, we are a hopeless generation. Like, we are like stick a fork in us, we're done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what does the future look like for us millennials then? What do you think? I've preached a billion times about it. I want to know, 10 years from now, where are we, Brittany?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, it really depends on the person and their choices. But, like, it depends on who we're talking about.
As a society, for example, where are the majority of men and women? How does society look? Are we all married and having children 10 years from now, the way that Generation X and baby boomers did? Or are we living in an apocalyptic society where we're like gender segregation is the norm? Where are we in 10 years?
Oh my God. Well, it's hard to say, but I think things are going to get a lot worse. I think there's going to be a lot of divorces. A lot of bitter people, lonely people, single women that give their life to the Democratic Party, childless women, bitter women. Can only imagine.
Wait, so you're essentially, you don't foresee a good future for most women then?
No, I really don't. They need to start waking up and start waking up now.
Many won't. That's the irony. They'll go down kicking and screaming, and the thing is that when they hit these ages, we call the wall 28, but when you're like a 35-year-old woman, I mean, I'm one of the older millennials. I'm 33 going on 34. And I look at the women my age at just like, I look at 30-year-old women and they look horrible. The women my age look horrible. They look horrible. I mean, like I was on the bus maybe about a year ago, and I was looking at this woman, and she had a daughter, and I said to myself, she's probably around my age, and this is what we look like? Like liver spots.
What? Yeah, they don't even take care of themselves anymore.
I mean, how do you think this ended up happening? Why is it that the millennial women look so terrible these days? What do you think?
They're just extremely entitled. And feminism has told them that everyone is beautiful, no matter what. So they could get as fat, as ugly, not take care of themselves. And, you know, beauty standards are oppression, so they don't want to do makeup and hair. They don't even want to shower, use proper hygiene. live out of their car. Some of them, in those extreme cases.
So first off, let's talk a little bit about you. So you're not a bad looking girl. You're obviously in shape. So I take it you do work out.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what do you think about the whole fat shaming thing and the love your body, love the body you're in?
Oh my God. Don't even get me started on this. I cannot stand it. Fat shaming is not real. It's not a thing. I could say whatever I want about anybody else. It's not shaming. I mean, if you want to be fat, go ahead and be fat, but people are going to say things about it and it's not healthy and it's not beautiful. You can't tell me that it's beautiful. You can't tell me that it's healthy.
You know, it's like, I think I look at fat people and I think like, it's horrible. Like being fat is a horrible thing. It creates a problem for society, creates a problem for those individuals. And then when you come to women who are extremely obese, thinking that, you know, they should be told that they're beautiful and find a man that is going to take care of them. You like have to scratch your head. Like I think diabetes isn't sexy.
I know. It's really terrible. Like what is society trying to do to women? Like, are they doing this on purpose? It's insane.
I'm looking at one comment from Christopher Conover and he says, bad hygiene, living out of their car, sound like a few women I know.
Oh my God. That's sad.
So tell us a little, I mean, you were a sorority girl, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. I was in the sorority.
Uh-huh. What was the, so you rode the whole cock carousel for a while.
Yeah.
You can be honest here.
I'm not gonna comment on that.
Yeah, guys.
Oh God.
And tell us what sorority life was like, what the girls in sororities are like.
Oh God, it was awful. Like this was me, like I've always been more like, I guess, tomboyish and had more guy friends. So this was me like trying to have more girlfriends. And yeah, it just completely backfired. I think it was a really bad decision. So I really saw the entitlement of some women and just girls don't really want to self-reflect a lot of the time. They don't want to be called out on their bullshit. They don't like honesty. They'd rather just live in like kind of rainbows and fairy tales land. I saw that a lot.
Continue.
Oh yeah, but that's, yeah, pretty much. A lot of women just being complete sluts and all of that, of course, I saw.
Okay, let's talk. I want to hear about the complete sluts. We want story time. So tell us some of the slutty things that happened in the sorority.
Oh my God! Like, what do you want me to say?
Okay, like, I mean, was there like a sorority house and they were just like fucking guys all over the place? I want story.
No, we're not really. Well, sororities aren't really allowed to like have parties of their own, or else it'll turn into like a brothel. So, I mean, we would have parties at frat houses.
Wait a
minute. That's what the sorority council said. Like, we're not allowed to have parties in our house. We're actually not allowed to have the guys in the sorority houses, or else it will turn into a brothel. That's what I was told.
A brothel, so they'll be selling sex in there?
That's the language I was told, so yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, ridiculous. So all the parties were done in the frat houses and stuff.
Okay, so what were these houses like? What tell me about these secure, so what you saw?
Oh man, I mean, college partying, I don't know what you want me to say. It was a while ago too, so it's not like I have like a specific memory of a specific moment. But
give me one crazy thing you saw with sorority girls doing.
I don't know, like stupid, like wet t-shirt contests and frats and stuff.
Okay, but in terms of the girls, you know, they were definitely riding the cock carousel hard.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about STDs? Were there any STDs in your sorority that you heard about?
Not that I know of, but I wasn't like very popular in my sorority also. So.
Okay. So you weren't one of the cool kids.
No, I wasn't.
All right. So, I mean, it's understandable.
I mean, when you think about how these colleges are, it's no surprise that these girls are in there riding the cock carousel, acting like sluts, and then crying in the morning doing the walk of shame.
Yeah.
Now, let me see here. Hotdog401 says, not to be mean, but at 38, unmarried, no kids, I feel like that's it. Humbly, I'm not a loser. Good job, values. I made good decisions. Now I'm stuck in a dating field of losers and broken minds. I think that says it for a lot of guys who find themselves literally in a cesspool of women these days who have nothing to offer. I mean, for me, like I said, I think the future for women is essentially a very toxic one. I don't think that women and men are equal. I think women and men are not equal. We have different roles to play. Women are, they go more towards the nurturing aspect of things. They're best at home. They're best taking care of children. I'm not saying they're not capable of doing things. I'm just saying that they have specific things that they excel at. But we are not equal. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. We're different. I mean, there's those special exceptions that women that are great in certain things and men that are great in certain things are not supposed to be towards their gender roles. But yeah, for the most part, the sexes are different.
Okay. What do you think of the whole concept of gender fluidity and non-binary?
Oh my God. Mental disorder, complete bullshit.
Like a simple answer.
God.
You know, when I saw a roaming millennial make a video with Milo, I'm thinking like, why are you marrying this idiot?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. I think it was just trying to be nice to somebody on the other side. But yeah, Milo Stewart is just a complete idiot.
I mean, it's funny, like I watched like one of Milo's videos, and Milo identifies as I think it's non-binary, but more towards male. I don't know. And
something new every day.
Something new every day. And then it said that it has started taking male testosterone. I mean, like, are you out of your mind? And the funny thing is, like, she acts like a girl. Like, have you noticed it? She acts like a girl. She talks like a girl. She's totally very girly. She's like, I got this sweater from the girls section. How cute is this?
Yeah.
Like, guys don't talk like that.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, I think that, you know, if women are put in roles, and more women are going to be put in roles where they have to literally take care of themselves as the government cuts the entitled whore off, as this happened, you know, I think women are essentially going to find themselves bitching, moaning, crying, saying they want a man, unable to find a man, and many will end up homeless. Now, a lot of my subscribers, they don't think that women will ever end up homeless. There's a lot of people on my channel who think that the government will always take care of them. They don't think that welfare is going to go, despite Trump actually saying welfare, it's time for people to get off welfare. They think that women will always find a way, and even if welfare does go, men are going to somehow come and take care of them, or women will find a way to survive. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think men are actually going to bail women out?
It really depends on how women start acting, including now, you know?
Well, they think the beta males, women will always go for the lowest quality. When shit hits the fan, women will simply settle for the lowest quality beta male. But I disagree with that. I think that when shit hits the fan, the beta males are not even going to be able to survive. They're going to have a hard time surviving too.
That's true.
There's a saying that women can't go backwards. For example, they just can't do it. They can go forward, but they can't go backwards. They can't go back to having less. So it's going to be a major learning curve for these women.
Yeah, it's true. Millennial women were so entitled growing up with everything that they're just so entitled to everything, and they don't want to work for it.
What were you like growing up?
I definitely had some of this entitlement in me. I think I woke up like a few years ago and I was like, wow, I was really retarded, and everything in my life that I did wrong, that was completely my fault. And I think a lot of women struggle with self-reflection and coming to that realization.
how did you come to this reflection? I mean, like, because a lot of women never get there. What made you suddenly just wake up?
Well, I got to the point where I was just extremely depressed and miserable. And then I was like, well, what the hell am I doing with my life? I deserve better than this to just be completely depressed and miserable. And I just started looking inside instead of just blaming everyone else for my problems. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get a really good job or just a decent job and just start taking my life in my own hands. And that's when it kind of started turning around.
Okay. Now, that's very interesting. So the thing is, though, you did say that you never went full feminist. You never went full retard, though.
No, never full retard.
Okay. The thing is that for women who've gone full retard, actually having to, you know, take care of themselves, get their lives back on track, take ownership of their lives. You said it yourself. We've been talking for about half an hour. You said it that most women are not able to look at their own entitlement. I mean, do you think most women could do what you've done?
To be honest, not a lot can.
Thank you. There we go.
Yeah. It's hard to, I mean, even my mom, she kind of has like these feminist attitudes, which is kind of where I kind of got some of it, but I kind of learned from her mistakes since she kind of screwed up a lot. But it's women like that. You could tell them a million times that they're doing something wrong, that it's your fault why you're miserable and your life is like this, but they just won't listen. They don't want to change.
Are your parents together or divorced, or were they even married?
My parents are divorced.
Divorced. You know, it seems like my mother was a hardcore feminist. And it's funny because there's like a pattern with feminist and divorce. Like I've yet to see like a happy marriage where a woman acts like a feminist and their marriage actually makes it through. Have you noticed that pattern?
Yeah, I don't think it's possible to be a feminist and be in a really good relationship.
When did your parents ultimately call it quits?
When I was really young, I don't even remember. Maybe when I was like 3 or something. And my dad is actually pretty much MGTOW. He will not get married again after my mom.
He won't get married again. He's not having any more kids, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so yeah, so he's pretty much MGTOW. Now in terms of MGTOW, I mean, overall, what do you think of us? Like you said, you're not afraid of me. You realize I have a good heart, right?
Yeah. You're a troll with a good heart.
but what do you think of the overall MGTOW movement? Because I'm sure you've met some of us before.
I actually think a lot of you guys have a lot of good things to say and to add to the discussion. I think women need to be criticized more. They need to wake up. So I think it's a good thing.
Okay. What do you think of the whole, did you hear about my all male utopia idea?
I heard a little bit about it. Can you expand on it?
Okay. So in the perfect world, there are no women. So essentially we have a world of only men, and to attain this, we need to get the artificial womb. And then we also need to basically begin working towards transitioning women out of the human race. So essentially, we're not talking about genocide, but there would just be no more women being born. And over the next couple of generations, all the women would die off, and then we'd have a planet of only men.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I said that in like the nicest way possible. There can be no way. Does that sound hateful at all?
I mean, the way you said it and everything doesn't sound hateful, but it does sound a bit insane. Oh my God. Holy shit.
You know what? Like, it's funny because, like, in my head, it doesn't sound so bad. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, but it makes sense to me, and it makes sense to other MGTOW. But, like, every time a woman hears about it, they just go off.
That's pretty insane. Holy shit.
The dots aren't connecting for me. What's so insane about it?
You want to take women out of society, pretty much. You don't want any more women.
I mean, yeah, but it would happen over multiple generations. There's no genocide involved.
Oh my God. Oh man. I don't even know what to say. Holy shit.
If it makes you feel any better, I am not, I'm on the cusp of it right now because I started sleeping around again and I've become very, very, I don't really want to live without a vagina anymore. So, you know, you guys still have one thing that has a hold over me.
Yeah, I could tell you're more mellowed out now because like a few weeks ago you were like very in that angry mode.
It's, you know what, I will say this, and I think that it has like an effect on a lot of guys. There are a lot of guys who are really angry at me for having sex. And the thing about MGTOW is not getting married. It's not having children. It's focusing on yourself and your own happiness. The MGTOW never had anything to do with hating women. It never had anything to do with not speaking to women. It never had anything to do with not having anything to do with women. These were never tenets of MGTOW. We simply said, don't get married because men are getting fucked over in divorce courts. Don't have children because men are being used. Children are being used as weapons to extract wealth and resources from fathers. And you also end up losing your kids. And focus on yourself and your own happiness so that you can enrich your own life because no one else can do that for you. And that's good advice that both men and women could benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
But then as things got a little bit more radical, the ideas of separatism began to creep in and a lot of people started saying, well, you know what, naturally speaking, it's the same thing that happened with feminism, you could say, where there are people who started saying, well, you know what, you can't be a MGTOW. You can't be a MGTOW and in a relationship with a woman. You can't be a MGTOW and having sex with a woman. It's just like just like feminists say all sex is rape. MGTOW say all sex is financial rape. So it's like it's starting to go in that direction. And I honestly think that third wave. We're in the second wave of MGTOW. MGTOW started in 2000, right around 2000. That's when the first tenet of MGTOW started. Second wave MGTOW started right around 2010, 2011. And we're getting close to 2020 right now. So third wave MGTOW is around the corner. I think third wave MGTOW is going to be essentially men saying they want to have nothing to do with women. It's going to be a push for literally separatism. So, I mean, the all-male utopia may sound downright insane to you. I think that there's a lot of guys who are still like sitting around saying, come on, utopia, come on, utopia.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But at the same time, like for me, after I mellowed out a little bit and I actually started, you know, spending a little more time with women, I calmed down a bit. I think that what ends up happening is that like, This goes back to the original topic with gender division and men and women being divided. When we spend so little time with each other, we start to literally see each other kind of like aliens. And it becomes harder to relate to each other, to speak to each other. And eventually you start to basically see the other as an enemy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, totally. I think, yeah, that's why that sounds so insane to me, this all-male utopia, because I think we need to start working together again instead of just completely dividing.
Okay. So what do you think is the first step towards men and women actually starting to get back on track?
Ending feminism, apologizing for feminism.
Okay, so women do need to apologize for feminism.
I think so, definitely.
Will it ever happen?
I don't know. Hopefully a lot of women will. I will apologize for feminism.
That's the thing. Like, I'm amazed. Like, honestly, it's funny because you've basically talked on the podcast. You've admitted that women should apologize for feminism. You've talked about the fact that a lot of women are downright promiscuous. They're whores, sluts. You've basically said all of the things that that MGTOWs are saying. Mm-hmm. And you've had a good humor about it, good sense of humor about it. But there's a lot of MGTOWs who at the end of this podcast are going to hate your guts. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
And the thing is, when it comes to women, there's a lot of MGTOWs, even if they hear an apology, they're going to say too little, too late. And on the other hand, there's a lot of women who are going to say that they were victims of feminism, because a lot of women now have that victim mentality. That's one thing feminism taught them. There's, you know, I said it before, the label feminism will die, but the legacy of feminism will live on for generations. And I honestly think there's going to be a lot of women who say that will say that they were victims of feminism, so they shouldn't apologize for it. They were actually taken advantage of. What do you think about that?
That's bullshit, because at the end of the day, it was your choice to listen to all that feminist stuff and to take it in. You know, at the end of the day, when I was listening to the college classes and all this feminist stuff and taking it to heart and, you know, being an idiot in my past dating life, that was, at the end of the day, all my fault. So it's all on me.
So it's funny, all the women that I've spoken to at this point that I've had on the channel, you know, most of them are a little bit more conservative, or when I say conservative, I don't mean like dressing. I mean, just kind of like more conservative in the way that they see family and so forth. And the thing is that there's a common theme with you guys. You guys really don't sound like you feel very sorry. You're very sympathetic towards other women.
I guess so, because I think women are so entitled at this point, and they need that wake up call. You know,
so Britt, when your sisters are homeless on the street and asking for your help,
I don't have sisters.
Oh,
are you talking about my sorority sisters?
When I said sisters, I meant like, you know, all women are your women. Sisters, right?
No, what the fuck? Get out of here! No, get out of here!
Holy cow!
No, and I don't hate other women, but just a lot of women just. They have this victim mentality, and they're always coddled, or they feel so entitled, and I just see it all the time, so I'm sick of it myself. I can only imagine how some men feel.
Wait, so you sound, like I said, you sound like you don't have sisters. Oh, gosh.
No,
you sound like the type that will step over a homeless woman.
No, I will not step over a homeless woman. I feel bad when I see homeless people.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If you saw, like, if there's, like, a bunch of homeless millennials that, like, let's say shit hits the fan and all these SJWs are homeless and, like...
Milo Stewart begging for money on the street.
Oh, my God.
Give him a middle finger. Move right on. Oh, God.
I've said it before. I've said this before that I've said it that women are worse than men. Like men, but actually think about helping. Like you guys have a common theme. Like there's this thing where people think that women like love each other and they all care about each other. And I've said that's not true.
Oh, no, they don't. I actually want to make a video about this in the future. This myth of like female unity and crap. It's all a bunch of bullshit.
I agree entirely. Okay, so we're right around the 44-minute mark. I think the conversation is beginning to tone down. And so definitely I think we covered a lot of ground, why feminists have destroyed the relationship between men and women. And like you said, it's going to take a lot of work for things to change and to come back center around. Definitely want to have you on the channel again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. It was really fun chatting.
Okay. Guys, if you have any questions for Britt, you can go ahead and ask them in the comment section. And also, you can check out her channel by clicking on the link in the description or by visiting the annotation that's appearing at some point in this video. And if you enjoyed the video, definitely go ahead and hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe. Also, do not attack her channel. Do not attack her, guys. I'm going to be pissed with you if you attack. If you enjoyed the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.
Bye.